USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House today.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. Biden reaffirmed his administration's dedication to ensuring the safety of all individuals and reiterated his support for banning assault weapons. Survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando were among the attendees. Former President Trump is calling his criminal indictment a travesty of justice. Speaking at the state GOP convention in Georgia, Trump told supporters it will go down as among the most horrific abuses in the history of our country. Trump called the charges ridiculous and baseless. He went on to describe it as vicious persecution by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Justice. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before he was arrested in 1996. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the dam. 4 children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. The indigenous children were the only survivors of the plane crash on May 1st. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
San Francisco police are investigating a shooting in the city's Mission District that injured 9 people. It happened at a block party around 9 last night. Many victims found with gunshot wounds, but no fatalities have been reported, and there have been no arrests made. It's now day 40 of the writer's strike that has brought Hollywood film and TV productions to a standstill.
The Writers Guild of America's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired May 2nd. The guild represents thousands of writers of film, TV, and streaming media, and the Alliance represents the studios. The WGA and AMPTP have been in talks for several weeks concerning improved compensation increases for writers amid the streaming era. WGA members also want studios to guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence computer systems. I'm Julie Ryan.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is accusing the British Parliament of conducting a witch hunt against him. Johnson resigned from Parliament, stating that the House of Commons investigation into his Partygate scandal was an attempt to force him out. He believes the investigation is driven by a desire to seek revenge for Brexit and overturn the 2016 referendum result. Johnson resigned as prime minister in July. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. That means the drawing for Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $260 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.